discussion this week. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi writes in the Kuzari, we're going to start in paragraph 62, on the right side, top right side of the page. The Chaver and the Kuzari are having a discussion about science and religion, and philosophy and religion, whether the two can join forces. Can there be truth to both at the same time? So the Kuzari makes a comment here in paragraph 62, and he says the following. We're just going to read the first few lines. Amara Kuzari. Kuzari says that he's troubled by the Chaver's comments about the lack of wisdom. He thinks the Chaver, the rabbi, is essentially saying that there's a lack of wisdom in philosophy. They don't have the same knowledge that we have. And he presents it this way. So the Kuzari responds, he says, you're right, you've disproven a lot of points, but umat tomar, in the fourth line, by philosophim, Greek philosophy, yeah, we're coming up to Hanukkah, he says, Greek philosophy, they do a lot of good research. They have very strong theories, very strong proofs, very strong arguments. And they're exact. So today we're going to discuss the age of the universe. How old is the universe? So, Greek philosophers, Aristotle specific, and others, argued, thank you, they argued like this, that the world, the universe, has always existed. There was no beginning, there was no beginning of the universe. Their argument is basically how he says it here in the bottom line there. He says, "Kadmuta olam, nitzchut veKadmuta olam." That means the eternity, the world has always existed. There was no beginning. Ein zeh aseret alfim. It's not 10,000 or 5,000 or however many years we think it is. That's not correct. The world has always existed. This is the claim of the Greek philosophers. They have a very strong proof for this. They have a very strong argument. So says the Kuzari to the Chaver. You're not going to agree with what the Greek philosophers say. Don't they have wisdom? Don't they have strong arguments? So look at the Chaver's response, paragraph 63. It says something very interesting. He says, Amar HaChaver, HaFilosofim Ein LaHashim Otam. He says, you can't blame the Greek philosophers. Why? Mipnei Sheheim Am Shalo Nachalu Chochma Velo Torah. It's what you would call self-made wisdom. Which means that the philosophers don't have a Misorah. They don't have a tradition. They didn't receive the Torah. They didn't receive a God-given piece of information that tells them the length, the amount of time that the world has been around. So since they don't have that information, they come to conclusions of their own. So what is he arguing? He's saying that the philosophers, you can't blame them. They never inherited this wisdom. They derived their wisdom from themselves. They didn't have prophecy. So essentially, the whole idea of this concept that the world has always existed is their own thought. They don't have a proof for it. They don't have a Misorah. They don't have a tradition that this is true. This is just what they believe. So you can't blame them, but they're not correct. He says they're not correct, but you can't say that they're at fault because they never received a book. They never received any information that tells them what the truth truly is. And if you go down to the halfway down the paragraph, he goes on and he says, "But we, the Jewish people, we were given a Misorah. We know exactly when the world was created." Yeah, I once heard somebody put it like this. If you read through Sefer or Parshat Bereshit, and you don't leave Parshat Bereshit with the basic knowledge that God created the world, and there was a creation, then you didn't really read Parsha Bereishit. You missed the main point. You missed the main idea of Parsha Bereishit. So what is the Chaver really saying to the Kuzari? The Greek philosophers don't have a tradition. We have a tradition. So we don't have to follow what they said. Go down to paragraph 64. The Kuzari responds, bottom right-hand side of the page. Kuzari responds, who cares if Aristotle was a prophet or not? Why should it matter to me? Just because Aristotle didn't receive some kind of tradition from God that this is the age of the universe, so therefore he's wrong? Why does that make him wrong? The Kuzari asks the Chaver. So the Chaver responds, paragraph 65, the bottom right side of the page. Amar Chaver, Cain, he says, yeah. He says, the only way that Aristotle made his argument, I'm just going to read this, I'm going to say this outside to make it clear for everyone. There are two stories of creation in the world of science and the world of philosophy. They are, the world has always existed, or the world was created. We call this in Judaism, Yesh Me'ayin. Yesh Me'ayin, something from nothing. Okay? The world was created from God's creation. And the age of the universe is from that moment on. That's how we count. That's the numbers that we count. Now, the question ultimately is going to be, is one right and one wrong? It could both be right. Can there be a fusion? Can there be a connection? Is it possible for science and religion to get along when it comes to this? So the Chaver says that the reason why Aristotle came to his conclusion is not because he was there. He says Aristotle wasn't there. It's impossible for him to be there. Why? Because the world was never created. He couldn't have been there. He doesn't have an actual proof that the world has always existed. The only reason he came to that conclusion is because he couldn't fathom the idea of Yesh Me'ayin, that God would create the world in this something from nothing kind of way. So it's kind of like a process of elimination. So if God didn't create the world, something from nothing, then he didn't create the world. The world always was. That's how Aristotle came to this conclusion. So the Chaver responds to the Kuzari, Aristotle doesn't really have a proof. He just came to his conclusion by process of elimination. So we're going to conclude now with two last paragraphs here, 66 on the left side, bottom left side. Amar Kuzari. Kuzari responds. And they start to talk a little bit about miracles. This isn't the part that I want to focus on. You just go to the back side, the back page. We're just going to look at this last piece here. That's the response of the Chaver. And it goes like this. Listen very carefully. It's a very fundamental idea in Judaism. And the way that the Chaver presents it is unique and I think very compelling. So he says like this. On the topic of how old is the universe. So how many people here have been bothered by the idea that science has found fossils or all sorts of proofs that the world is billions of years old, yet Judaism, the world is, tafshin, ayin tav, 5,774 years old. That's what we said. So can the two join together and both be correct? So the Kuzari has a fascinating answer. Listen to what he says. I'm sorry, the Chaver. This is the top right-hand side of the back page. He says, "V'im haya mitzarech ba'al ha-Torah l'ha'amin u'lo'odot b'hiyulei b'chomer kadmon v'olamim rabim kodem ha'olam hazeh." Let's say, for argument's sake, that there was worlds that existed before our world. You know what the Chaver says? That wouldn't bother me. You know why? Because we're told by Chazal already, we're told by the sages in the Gemara, that before our world was created, God created and destroyed many, many worlds. So we even admit to the possibility that there were many worlds before ours. So yeah, is the world billions of years old? It's possible. That's not what bothers me. That's not what is relevant to me. What's relevant to me, says the Chaver? conclude with this. Lo yezeh pegam be'emunato. This wouldn't impact my belief.
Ki hu ma'amin ki olam hazeh hu chadash mizman yadua. U'tchilat ha'adam asher ayubo adam b'chava.
Here's the key. Whenever somebody asks you a question, how old is the age of the universe? You can say, well, if we're counting from the beginning of creation, 5,774 years old. But if we're counting from before creation, which we don't disagree with the possibility of, then the world could be billions of years old. What's the point? That's not what matters. What matters is this world. What matters is the world that we live in today. And that's the point the Chaver is making to the Kuzari. What's relevant to me, it doesn't bother me if you come and bring me proofs about other worlds. It's great. Wonderful. It could be true. But what's important, and what you're searching for, is not that. You're searching for here, in the now. In the here and the now. And that is the Chaver's response to the Kuzari, that what's relevant in life is not what came before this world, but what the world we're living in today. Everybody have a wonderful rest of the day.